to another episode of the Ike Packers Podcast. My name is KJ Eichstead. I'll be your host. And today we're joined by a very special guest. His name is Christian Mahogany. Christian, welcome to the show. How you doing?
Good. How are you guys? Appreciate you guys for having me.
Yes, we're very excited to have Christian on. For those that don't know, Christian is a rising offensive lineman in the upcoming NFL draft. He actually played his college ball at Boston College under new Packers defensive coordinator Jeff Hafley, so maybe we'll touch on that. And as Packers fans know, one of the many keys to having a successful team is a great offensive line, so you always got to be bringing in talent. And we're very excited to talk to Christian today. So Christian, to start things off, we're going to do the lightning round just to help you fans get to know you a little better. I'm going to ask you a bunch of quick hitter questions, and all I ask is that you try and keep the answers to one or two sentences max. Sound good?
Okay, sounds good.
All righty, so first question, what's your favorite food?
I really like Italian food, pasta, pizza, stuff like that.
Okay, what's a musical artist you've been listening to a lot this year?
I would say Adele.
What's the first app you open up in the morning?
Bible, and then probably Twitter or Instagram.
That's what's up. That's what's up. What's a favorite book you've read?
Power.
What's a favorite movie and a favorite show you have?
Favorite show, Sopranos. Favorite movie, probably Marvel series.
What's a favorite class you've taken?
Sociology.
What's one of your favorite holidays?
Christmas or Thanksgiving.
Can't go wrong with either. Apple Music or Spotify?
Apple Music.
What's the next place you want to go on vacation?
Turks.
And if you could start or pursue any charity, what would it be?
I'm actually going to start one soon for my friend who passed away at Georgia. So I'm going to start that soon.
Right on, right on. Very excited. Do you want to share any more about that, or should we maybe in the future or something? Or what do you think?
My friend passed away at Georgia in a car accident last year, and I went to high school with him. So and I'm gonna try and do a scholarship at my high school. So I'm gonna try and do that. And I wanna get a golf event outing at the golf course across the street as well. So that's my plan right now. I'm just trying to figure out all the logistics of it. So yeah.
Man, I love where your head's at. RIP. Was he the guy who was in the race actually?
He was one of those people. Yeah,
man, I'm sorry to hear that. I really think, you know, he'd be proud of what you're doing. And like you said, the golf outing, the scholarship, it just helps his memory live on and it brings people together. So I'm sure you're going to figure all that out and definitely pursue that. That's a great thing to do. And it's interesting, Christian, because I have this as one of my questions, but it's very important to us when, evaluating prospects is to figure out their why, right? Like a WHY. What do these guys play for? Because oftentimes if someone's playing for something bigger than a paycheck, bigger than themselves, the output is just so much greater. And you got into a little bit of that, but I'd love if you could just feel free to take it any direction you'd like whether it's your friend or maybe there's something else you'd want to talk about. Like, what is your why?
As a kid, I've been through a lot when I was younger, in my age, and, I lost my dad when I was 14, I lost my grandma when I was 19, so just having those, natural things that come in life happen at an early age, it makes you grow up, a lot faster. So I had to grow up and learn who I am as a man and as a football player, obviously. And just those challenges, overcoming things, just let me know and, really assert myself as a person and as a man growing up, that anything that I've gone through, you know, that I can overcome. So those things are huge for me. I think those two stand out the most. And, you know, that's my why, bigger than football and bigger. And, you know, just to always remember, cherish the good times with the people that you have, and always remind me to stay humble and always give back. Like, that's what I want to do. So,
man, it just I really want to thank you for even just sharing all that right out the gate, because you mentioned the first app you open up in the morning, the Bible app. You know, you're comfortable enough to share about your friend, about your dad, about your grandma, and it all kind of connects, right? And I really appreciate you sharing that. And I know the fans in Green Bay really do as well. And all the other football fans listening in. So that's awesome. I just want to give Green Bay fans, I didn't really mention this at the beginning, but Christian, you had a really, really good season. 2023, I'm reading that you gave up no QB hits and no sacks. And you played most of your snaps at right guard. And you had pretty good years prior to that as well. But like, what changed to kind of really take your game to the next level?
Yeah, you know, just you know, coming off of ACL, something of that nature, just understanding that everything could go my way as long as, you know, I just do everything the right way. So just go ahead and doing those certain things definitely helped me as a player and as a person and things of that nature. So just reassuring myself after an ACL, like, that I'm the same player and I just got to get better and continue to get better every week and every day. So, you know, I just felt like I had to play one of my best seasons this year as it was my last. So,
man, I love that. It's almost like back against the wall mentality. You never know what you're capable of. Let me ask you this as a quick follow up. How much do you think that time, you know, during the injury helped advance like your mental aspect of the game?
You know, just seeing different looks, you know, while you're not playing, like in the film room and stuff of that nature. So being able to really understand meticulously what defenses are doing and calling out plays on the sideline and things of that nature, and seeing what I'm seeing from a different perspective while I'm not playing, it's definitely helped me, you know, in terms like open my eyes and of the game in general. So just being out there helps a lot, but being able to see it from the sideline definitely helps. And I was kind of like a mini defensive coordinator or an offensive coordinator out there, just telling the guys what I see when I was hurt. So yeah.
Man, I think all those things really translate well to the next level, especially a team like Green Bay, because everyone kind of works together in Green Bay, at least on the best Green Bay teams. You know, it's, you know, they're quiet leaders, but it always really helps when people are calling out things that maybe other guys might not see, and just all pulling in the same direction. So that's really encouraging to hear. And if you wouldn't mind expanding on that, in your own words, like, if a team drafts Christian Mahogany, what kind of player are they getting?
You know, they're getting somebody that really cares about the sport and my job, and I take my job very seriously. You know, it's something that I've dreamed of doing for a while. It's not just something that just came up, but I just really passionately care about my play, my teammates, you know, my coaches, for just even giving me the opportunity to play. So just being able to do that at a high enough level, at the highest level, actually, right? So just being able to do that and just be able to do something that I love, they're going to get the most out of me. And it's not just going to be something that, you know, just happens right away. It's going to take time, and I'm just going to continue to do what I have to do to become successful, you know?
Absolutely. Yeah. Thank you for sharing that. I mean, like, your mindset is right on point. Do you kind of think, cause you've played on the left side, you've played on the right side, like, where do you feel most at home? I know you've got versatility, so it's not really like, you know, a trick question, because clearly you can play on both sides. But, you know, the Packers, they got Elgton Jenkins at left guard. It would certainly be great to learn under him. You know, at the same time, we got some free agents over at right guard. I guess, like, where do you see yourself fitting in with the team? Like, maybe there's another position, or would you mind speaking on that for a sec?
Yeah, obviously, I've played more of my snaps at right guard. So just being able to have that versatility, like you said, playing left and right is going to be huge for me. But I definitely do feel more comfortable at right as I played it longer in my career at this point. So that's definitely where I feel more comfortable.
Yeah, no, thanks for sharing. I think that's probably a place you get on the field a little quicker in Green Bay. Yeah, do you have any players you model your game after? I know there's a lot of good ones out there, but everyone's different, and I'd be curious your perspective on that.
Yeah, so I really like to watch a lot of guys in the NFL, obviously, like, you know, some guys more than others. But I would say I like to really watch, like, guys like Trey Smith, like Tyler Smith, you know, Quentin Nelson, those, like, road grader guards. In terms of just ability. So definitely those guys for sure.
Yeah, Quentin Nelson in particular just stands out to me as just an absolute mauler. And I guess, like, you are pretty – I mean, you're very, very, very solid in pass pro. But, like, what does, like, the run game mean to you, I guess, just to, like, go out there and maul someone?
Yeah, you know, it's just a different attitude when you line up in the run game and knowing that your coach believes in you to run it, the ball behind you. So just having that, like, accountability on yourself and for your team, you're going to try and do the best, right? So just being able to do certain things at a high level, you know, I like to take my run game serious and I like to maul guys. So that's something I take a lot of pride in and have a lot of pride in, so.
Yeah, I mean, it's very interesting. It's almost like pass protection. You're kind of sitting there a little bit on letting the fight come to you, but the run game, like, you're kind of taking the fight to them. And it ties into it. I think the Packers, we've had so much regular season success, and there's been a lot of postseason success as well. But I don't think it's a stretch to say that maybe we've could have probably had more Super Bowls in the final frontier in the last, you know, 30 years, despite how great our quarterback play has been. And I think a lot of people might say that if there's one thing the Packers could be better at, it's just like getting a little tougher, right? And do you think you're somebody who could, you know, bring a little more element of toughness to the game?
You know, yeah, I definitely do feel that in my abilities as a player. I just want to continue, you know, obviously to grow, but it's definitely, toughness is not something that I lack. I'm excited to, you know, see how it holds in the NFL. So, I'm just excited, honestly. Like I said, but the toughness part, I think that's something that just, it's not created. You're just like born with it. So I think I have that. So I'm just going to continue to prove that as the time goes on. So.
Yeah, and just feeding back into what you were saying earlier, like, life experience does definitely play into that. And you certainly experienced some highs, you certainly experienced some lows. So I would agree with you there. Taking it to Boston College, what was it like playing for head coach Jeff Hafley? You know, he was your coach, so if you could maybe give us some positive things, but also maybe a piece or two of constructive feedback, because, you know, it's natural to praise your coach, and we obviously want you to, you know, sing some praises to him, but like, we'll also understand that no one's perfect and it's going to be quite the jump from college to the pros. Do you think he'll hit the ground running, or do you think he'll need a year or two to get acclimated? If you could just keep it real on that, we'd love to hear your perspective.
Yeah, I have nothing. Obviously, he was my head coach and I've only played under Coach Hafley. So I have nothing but good things to say. That's just not me being biased or anything. It's just who he is as a person and as a coach. I mean, I don't think he'll have any everyone has their flaws, but I don't think he'll have any need any adjustment time when coming to the NFL, because he's been in the NFL before. It's not like he's never coached. He's coached Hall of Fame defensive backs in the NFL. He's coached on really good teams in the NFL, you know, and now he gets to do it in the highest light. So for Coach Hafley, I think he'll be perfectly fine adjusting to the NFL. I don't think he loves football, so that's like his main focus. So I don't think anything changes there. I don't think anything will be a problem for him.
Yeah, no, that's really good to feel and hear from your direct feedback, because not many guys can say they've played under him for 4 years. And it kind of leads me to my next question. You know, AJ Dillon, McDuffie, you've got a relationship with some of these guys. Would you mind speaking on that for a little bit? We've got a couple Boston College guys over here.
Yeah, so I played with McDuffie for 2 years, and I played with AJ for one. I didn't really play, but it was my freshman year. But AJ was around. He was a great dude. So, you know, just to have a Boston College connection is great. Especially, you know, that's why I kind of went to Boston College, because the NFL, like, how prudent it was and how guys really, like, stood out in the NFL. So I just want to continue to build that legacy for myself and my school. So having guys like AJ, McDuffie, you know, John Johnson, bunch of guys, Chris Lindstrom, all over. So yeah, we definitely make our mark on the NFL for sure.
Man, I know one name from Boston College that is forever in Green Bay Packers fans' hearts is BJ Raji.
Yeah.
He was a, you know, an era ago, but he will live forever. I think he had like a pick six in our last Super Bowl run. It was incredible. They called him the refrigerator at times. It was just that guy moved. That was super fun to watch. I mean, kind of switching gears a little bit, it's critical for any successful team, any team with Super Bowl aspirations, to have a good quarterback, but also to keep that quarterback upright, right? Like you even see guys like Eli Manning winning multiple rings. So if you keep these guys upright, there's really no limits. But I just wanted to ask, like, what do you see in Jordan Love?
I think he's a good quarterback. I truly do. I think he does things that are, you know, unheard of sometimes when he throws a football. You know, I don't really pay attention to the quarterback position much, but, you know, Jordan Love definitely stands out, especially in that last game, or no, the second to last game versus the Cowboys I was watching. You know, he made some incredible throws. He really managed the game really well. So, I mean, I'm not going to say he's young because I'm young, but he's a younger quarterback in the NFL in terms of NFL standards, and I think he'll just continue to grow. I don't have any like internal feelings about him, but I think he's a solid quarterback and I think he'll just continue to get better.
Yeah, no, that's it's always good to hear. It's interesting to hear just anyone's perspective, you know, offensive lineman protecting a guy. I guess what's your day to day like these days? You know, you got the draft prep, draft's about 2 months away, give or take. What have you been up to? What's coming up for you?
Yeah, so we've just been training. I've just been training down here in Miami the whole time since the around when the season ended. So I've just been doing that, just trying to, you know, get my numbers to be the best they can, you know, and just continue to grow and do, you know, just impress the scouts and the teams and the GMs in 2 weeks when I go to Indy. So I've just been doing that. And then after that, I'll go to Pro Day. I'll go to Pro Day, see my guys, see some of my old teammates and stuff of that nature. And then, you know, and then from then I'm just going to go back home, continue to work out, stay in shape. And then it's draft time and then we'll see what happens from there.
Yeah, I guess two quick follow-ups, or actually I have a couple. Do you have like a target? I know it's not maybe directly translating to the game, like some of these combine drills, like some argue they do, some argue they don't, but do you have like a target you want to hit for reps on the bench?
We're actually going to continue to test that over the next week. So, you know, anywhere I feel like in the high 20s is really good. So I'm just going to continue to try and get that goal. We'll see what happens in the coming week, you know, just being able to see what happens. Honestly, that's really all it is. I mean, you just got to be able to just work and get your goal. But I think in the high 20s should be good.
Yeah, man, I would argue like mid to high 20s would be phenomenal. So best of luck on that. And another follow up on just like the training process. One of my favorite quotes ever is iron sharpens iron. And, you know, besides yourself, like, has there been anyone, you know, you've been maybe working with or going up against in this process that you feel like has really been a like a great, like friendly rival or training partner that's really like, you know, helped bring out the best in you?
You know, I work out with my teammate, Kyle Hergel, our left guard this year at Boston College. So he came down to Miami as well, and we've just been working together. So having a guy that you're familiar with, like Kyle, and a teammate, and that continuity is big. You know, it's good for your mental, it's good for your physical. And just having them, you know, just because we competed every day at school, and now we're just competing again at the net, like trying to get to the next level. So Kyle's been that guy.
That's awesome, man. You know, it always is good to enjoy working out with someone and bringing out the best in each other. Kind of another question. When you're not doing football, right? Like you do a ton of football. You do it 24/7, whether it's on the field or studying off the field or whether you're working out, stuff like that. What do you like to do?
You know, I like to hang out with my friends, you know, go out, go see a movie, go out, get dinner, you know, whatever we do that day, however it's, you know, it sets up in life. Whatever's on that day. I like to play video games. I like to, you know, obviously I like to watch more football. You know, I like sports. I watch multiple sports. You know, at BC we go to the games, hockey. You know, we have a really good hockey team. So there's a bunch of stuff to do. But right now, I mean, I'm not doing much. I'm just focused on the draft. So I'm not really doing too much. I don't really get to see my family and, you know, do those things, you know. So I'm just going to continue to just stay focused and just, you know, relax, get downtime, get treatment, do whatever I have to do with this football aspect. So it's hard to not talk about football because it's my everyday life. But yeah, I try, you know, I try to stay away as well sometimes when I can.
Totally understand, right? Like, this is a season when football is going to be like the everything and just maximum emphasis on every little detail. Totally understand. It's just kind of cool to hear sometimes what you like to do off the field as well. You know, speaking of not really getting to see your family as much as you'd like, especially during the season, do you have any plans for the draft or maybe something you thought about doing? You think about getting some family members together or watching with some friends, or what are you thinking for that?
Yeah, you know, I'm definitely going to get a couple of family, my family together, some of my friends, you know, that I hang out with now, some of my friends from high school. So that's the plan right now, to do a couple of those things. You know, we're just trying to all figure it out still, but it should come here soon. So,
yeah, exactly. It'll work itself out. So, you know, the last question we like to ask, which you've given some phenomenal answers, so I really appreciate that, Christian. How is the family and how's Christian Mahogany, the person, doing?
I'm doing really good. You know, I'm just, like I said, I'm just preparing the way I know how. So I'm just going to continue to do so. And yeah, my family's good. You know, I actually saw them this past week. I was at a wedding. So this weekend, but you know, you don't get to see them for long. So I feel good. I'm just ready to go mentally, physically. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, man, really appreciate that. And we wish them the best. We wish you the best as well. It's been a great episode with Christian Mahogany. Christian, any final thoughts?
No, I appreciate it. Thank you for having me on.
Yeah, thank you for joining us, Christian. This has been another great episode of the Ike Packers podcast. Easiest way to help the show, text it to another friend, text it to another fan, Packers fan, football fan. Together we can all learn, we can all get a little bit better. So just want to thank Christian for coming out once again.